This first session of our Machshava Chabura, we're actually following a two-volume work by Rabbi Natanael Wiederblank, who's a Rebbe in YU, and he wrote really excellent volumes on issues of Machshava, and we're going to just follow along each chapter of his work. We're going to read certain key mikoros, key sources for each topic, really taken from this book, and hopefully through this, we'll understand issues of Machshava in a much more meaningful and fuller way. But before we discuss the details of Machshava, we have to ask on a very basic level, why do we study Machshava to begin with? And there are essentially five different approaches as to why we study Machshava. So the first is that Machshava helps ignite our passion in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a comment from their passage from Avos de Rabbi Nasa, Nuscha Aleph Perichov Tes, which cites Rabbi Yisrael ben Pinchas. And Rabbi Yisrael ben Pinchas, Omer, Kol Mishiesh Biado Medrash Vein Biado Halachos, Lo Tam Shel Chachma. Anyone who has Midrash, but not Halacha, he has not tasted the taste of knowledge. Kol Mishiesh Biado Halachos Vein Biado Midrash, Lo Tam Shel Yuras Chet. Anyone who has Halacha, but not Midrash, he hasn't tasted Yiras Chet. So the world's divided into two different categories, Midrash and Halacha. Again, Machshava is non-Halacha. You have Halacha, what you're supposed to do, and then there's other stuff, non-legal stuff, Midrash, Agada. And Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas is saying that Midrash is Chachma, knowledge. Halacha is Chachma, knowledge. You have to know what to do. Midrash is Yiras Chet. It's fear of sin. It's passion. There's an emotional component when you study Midrash. Hu ya omer kol sheyesh biyado Midrash ve'en biyado halachos ze gibor ve'eno mizuyan. Anyone who has Midrash and not Halacha, he is someone who is strong, but he doesn't have weapons. Kol sheyesh biyado halachos ve'en biyado Midrash chalash ve'zayan ve'zayan biyado. Anyone who has Halacha but not Midrash, then you're weak, but you have weapons. Midrash or Machshava, non-Halacha, if you study that, it makes you into a gibor. You have passion. You're strong. You don't have weapons. Halacha, that's the weapons. But if you're strong, you don't have weapons, so you can't defeat the enemy. But also, if you have weapons, but you're not a gibor, you're not strong, you don't have the passion, and also you can't defeat the enemy. The goal of Midrash, of Machshava, is Yiras Chet, is to be a gibor. That we're not simply following the rules by rote, but we're doing so, but we have a sense of passion in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first goal for studying Machshava. Second goal is to facilitate an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We study Machshava so we understand Hashem better. There's a Sifrei and Devarim Parshas Ekev Piska Memtes. It states, Darshi HaGadah Omri Ritzon Chol Lakiras Misha Amar V'Hoya HaHolam Lamod HaGadah. If you want to understand, recognize God, study Agadata. Study non-legal text. Study Machshava. Shemitochach atamakir es misha amar v'hayolam midabek bidrachav. Because by doing this, you will recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu and you will cling to his ways. This is the goal of Agada. This is the goal of Machshava, to understand Hashem better. And the Rambam points out that when we understand Kadosh Baruch Hu better, it's not simply a cold, objective approach. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Lachavav, Davar Yadua Barur, Shein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikshares B'Libo Shel Adam, Ad Sheyishke Batamid Karoi, V'Yazav Kol Ma She'Olam Chutz Mimenu. It's known and clear that the love of God is not fixed in the and tied to the heart of man until and unless he's thinking about it constantly. And he leaves everything in the world other than this focus. K'mo She'Tziva V'Amar B'Chalavav V'Chol Nafshecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, you should love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. Ino oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela bedas sheyad ehu. You only love God with knowledge. Val pia dea tia ava. The more knowledge you have, the more love you have. Imaat ma'at vim harbe harbe. If you have a little, then you have a little love. And if you have a lot of knowledge, you have a lot of love. A lot of love. In other words, study of through understanding God, it leads to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more you understand Him, the more you will love Him. And how do you do that? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, Perek Dal Halacha Yud Beis, Bizman Shadam Misponim Midvar Ma'elu Makke Kol Bruim Mimalach V'Galgal V'Adam. If you recognize, you study all the different creations, you understand about angels and spheres and mankind, by just understanding everything, the Yira Chachmasa Shechad is broken, you see the wisdom of God, Chol Yitzurim Chol Bruin, with everything that He created, Mosif Ava Lamakom, increases love of God, the Titzma Nafsho, his soul will become thirsty, V'yikama Besaro, V'yikma Besaro, Lehov, Hamakom Baruch Hu. His flesh will, he'll want to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam is basically taking the view that through knowledge, through understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we actually become connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesil Shishar, along the same lines, in Perek Aleph, writes that Yesod HaChassidus V'Shor Shavodah Tmima Hu Shizbar V'Yisamitz Eitzel Adam Machol Vaso Ba'olamo V'lo Metzarech Shiyosim Mabato, who magabaso b'cholasher who amel kol yimechayav. That the foundation of piety, the root of complete service, is that you understand what's your purpose in the world and what you need your focus to be. And that really is the second goal. Why do we study machshava? To understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand your purpose in the world. To understand what's my goal as an Eved Hashem. What's my overall purpose? And the more that you understand, you think about these things, the more you feel connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you understand your purpose in this world. So again, Machshava produces passion. Machshava increases your understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very emotional way, which results in loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an intimate relationship with Hashem. And a third goal, by studying Machshava, it also helps you in your observance of mitzvos. In the Mor Nevuchim, Chela Gimel, Perek, Nun Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kol Asher Ta'aseh Mitzvah Ta'aseh Be'Varecha. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you should do it with all your limbs. Kamo She'achpor Chafir Bekarko Yachtov Eitzi B'Nayar. It's like, let's say someone is just digging a hole in the ground or chopping wood in the forest. Mibli B'chinas Inya Masahu. You don't understand the why. You don't know, who commanded you to do and what's the goal. It won't be considered like you reached the end goal. If you just simply do the mitzvahs without understanding the reasons behind it, without understanding the why, then you haven't achieved the full observance of mitzvahs. You haven't achieved the full goal of a mitzvah. The full goal of a mitzvah is not only to do the mitzvah, but to understand the why. There's a famous author, Simon Sinek. And Simon Sinek wrote a book about this very topic. And he wrote a book about making great leaders. He essentially explained how great leaders inspire action. And he actually wrote a book called Start with Why. In other words, the goal in creating a successful culture in an organization is to make sure that everyone understands not just simply what you do and how you do it, but why do you do it. And by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing these mitzvos and understanding the why we're doing these mitzvos, it helps the culture of our, not only our overall goal of buying into the mission, but also even in observing each and every mitzvah. So again, it's not only giving us passion, it's not only helping us understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our role in the world, but it's telling us the why for what when we do each and every mitzvah. It creates a greater, more fulfilling mitzvah experience for everything that we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of our Avodas Hashem. Another goal is it helps us understand the world, gives us a perspective of the world. There are many things that we may not understand. And through Machshava, we have a better perspective of the world. The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, Shah HaGmul, V'mtishal Aleinu, Kevin Shiesh, Inyan, Nelam, Bamishpat. That there are many things that are hidden in God's divine justice. And maybe we just need to believe and have emuna that God knows what he's doing. Why do we need to learn all the claims that we explained, all the secrets? Ramban loved secrets. He was a mystic. He was a Kabbalist. So why do we have to learn all these detailed secrets and understand the deeper meanings of how the world works? Why don't we simply say, everything that God does is for the best. God knows what he's doing. There's nothing sinful about God. God doesn't forget everything. Obviously, if God had the world operate in a certain way, it's for a reason. Why can't we simply just take that approach? Says the Ramban, Zetanas Haksilim Mo'ase Chachma. This is the claim of foolish people, those who despise wisdom. Ki Noel Atzmenu, Belima Shizkar Neliosan, Yosein Chachmim V'yodei Elokim Yisparach Miderech HaKel U'masav. Because we need to become, we can help ourselves by coming and understanding the way of Hashem through study. That we become people who greater men and women of faith when we understand, when we try to understand the more than we don't understand. In other words, we have a much fuller perspective of the world when we try to understand and don't simply say, well, this is God's plan, that's it. Now again, sometimes we try to understand and we're not going to understand, and that's okay. So, but the more that we do understand, the fuller our perspective is. So again, Machshava gives us greater passion, and Machshava helps us understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and draw close to him and understand our purpose in the world. It helps us in our everyday observance of mitzvos to understand the Machshava behind each mitzvah. It helps us understand the world in general. It gives us a perspective. And finally, it responds to internal and external challenges. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a letter where he writes the following. He writes, I believe it is hardly necessary to state that philosophical training for the rabbi is of paramount importance. Soloveitchik says, obviously, rabbis need to be trained in philosophy. I do not deny the historical fact that Judaism has been bent more on the formulation of objective rules of conduct, specialized methods of halachic research, and formal technical analysis than upon the translation of our inner experience into a universal philosophical language. He said, obviously, for the most part, that rabbinic leadership is more focused on what is the halacha, halachic analysis, how do we apply halachic principles to new issues that arise, and they're focused on that more than the inner experience. Slowly and painfully, we have learned that the want of a philosophy might be very annoying in times of crisis and historical transition. He writes that sometimes, if we don't have a developed philosophy, it may come to hurt us. Had, for instance, second Commonwealth Judaism formulated its great moralistic doctrines in a philosophical vernacular, comprehensive to both Jew and non-Jew of that era, Christianity would not have been able to boast throughout the ages that it had discovered new ethical horizons and would not have been credited with being a progressive religion. Rav Soloveitchik writes that in the time of Second Beis HaMikdash, around the time when Christianity began, Christianity basically asserted that Judaism is just a bunch of rules and it was empty of feeling, empty of inner meaning. And if you want meaning in life, you follow Christianity. If Judaism would have been up to the task and written and produced philosophical works that could speak to the masses to explain not only what you're supposed to do, but the deeper meaning, the inner experience. Then he writes, the Gentile would have known then that the new vistas allegedly unlocked by the founders of the church had been beheld long before their advent by the Jewish rabbis and moralists. We're the one who created these ethics. The Judeo-Christian ethic is not simply a partnership between the Jews and the Christians. The Christians got it from the Torah, the ethics that are consistent with halachic Judaism. So this is another reason, an external reason, to study Machshava. Again, the internal reasons, it gives us the passion, helps us connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our mitzvah observance, helps us understand the world. And also, we have challenges, both externally and internally. A study of Machshava helps us and prepares us, hopefully, for an approach to respond to those challenges. Now that we have a basic understanding of why study Machshava, we can now, in our next lesson, next year, we can go into more in depth and begin our study of actual Machshava.